Welcome to the Lost Trail Runner 2 podcast, episode 4.
And now, here's our host to tell you more about what's coming up next.
Well, it's Monday morning at the Lost Trail Runner residence, and I'm in the kitchen rummaging around to find some breakfast. I think I'm going to have a hard-boiled egg and maybe some coffee. And I'll go over what I'm going to present to you in this next podcast. My daughter Laura went down to Florida and spent the week at Cocoa Beach, and she sent me a voice message that when she was down there to give me an update on what she was doing. So I'm going to play you that recording, and then I'll probably throw in a song for you. I don't know what I'll come up with yet for that, but then after that, once she came back from Florida, we went out to Stone Mountain to run one morning, and we recorded on the way out while we were in the car. So that's basically what this podcast is going to be. And I'll have to admit, it's probably about 2 to 3 weeks late. I was going to have this schedule. I've mentioned this before, of putting out a podcast about every couple of weeks, preferably on a Wednesday. And I haven't done too good. I have tried to keep up a little bit better with my Ron's Update podcast. And, well, there's the phone ringing. I'll cut the mic off and get back to you in a little bit, okay? I'm back. Anyway, where was I at? I said that I guess got that recording that I'm going to play of us going out to the park. And I mentioned that I had been lax on my podcast again. And what else? Oh, I have been keeping up pretty much with my Ron's Update podcast. If you don't know what that is, that I've got a podcast that's called Ron's Update / Lost Trail Runner, which is just a short podcast, probably usually ranges from 5 minutes to maybe 8 or 9 minutes, that I do on no particular schedule basis. It's just kind of update of my training or whatever I want to talk about, and I do that one. And this is supposed to be my real podcast, but I kind of, the other one's so easy to do because it's short and I don't have to do a lot of editing, where this one I edit more, therefore I tend to put it off. But I promise, now that I'm doing this recording right now, that I'll get it finished and sent out, okay? And possibly today's Monday, I should have it out by Wednesday. Of course, if you're hearing this, then you'll know already that it's out, right? Okay, well, I'll see you after a while when I get it finished and sent to you.
And now, let's bring out our special guest.
Hey, Dad, it's me calling to give my running report from lovely Cocoa Beach, Florida, home of the space shuttle. I've been running every morning since I've been here, going out around 8 a.m. It hasn't been too humid, which I was really, really happy about. You know, it's been warm. It's been in the 80s in the morning, but a nice run on the beach every day. I sent you those pictures. The one is of someone else running on the beach, and then the other is, of course, me standing there on the beach. And it's been nice every morning. It's been low tide. Been able to run from our condo here at Ocean Landing. It is roughly, well, not roughly because I use my Garmin. If you run down to the Cocoa Beach Pier and back, it's right at 5 miles. So it's kind of a good landmark to run to. The first 2 days, my mom ran with me, and we did run one, walk 30 for part of it, and then we switched to run 30 and walk one. But that's another testament to the Galloway training because, you know, my mom does walk. She's 62, and she does walk regularly, probably 3 times a week, but she never was a runner, and she has, whenever I'm with her, she'll do the run-walk thing, and she can do it pretty well and not, you know. Of course, we did have to switch it up a little bit, but she can do the run-walk method, so that shows you that anybody can do it. We've had a jellyfish, so Zoe got stung by a jellyfish yesterday, so we didn't go in the water today, but the ocean's been nice, the temperature's been nice, running has been good. But anyway, back to the running. The first 2 days, she did the run-walk with me. We did 3 miles each day, and then yesterday I ran 5, and then this morning we did 3, so she didn't run with me yesterday. But it's been a good week here, and not a cloud in the sky. Lots of people running, walking on the beach, and riding their bikes in the morning, so that's kind of nice. And watching the crabs run along with you as you run down the beach is nice. Other than that, I'm feeling good, getting suntan, and that's about it. They're coming home tomorrow, so get ready, gearing up for Peachtree. So this week I have had a good week so far, running-wise, and I'm going to continue that when I get back. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
recording. You can talk.
I don't have anything.
Tell me about your non-training.
What about it?
What you should have been doing and what you did instead.
Life instead.
Well, when you were down in Florida, did you run every day?
Yeah. Got up at 7 every day, Brian.
How far do you run?
Down the beach. 3 miles most of the time, and then 5 miles one of the days.
So, on the hard packed sand?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking I was on a roll getting back.
Okay, you came back home.
And then I came home, and then everything fell apart. But that's okay, because it's back to normal now.
How many days did you go to boot camp last week?
One. I didn't even do
one?
That. Yeah. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. And I've got allergies or something going on. I've been sneezing.
Well, this is the fourth.
I know, so I have,
so you have one
month
to get in shape.
So, I am not out of shape.
To beat your record of last year.
I know,
year.
That might be a problem, but...
Why?
I don't know if I'll be able to.
If you train, you can.
Yeah.
In a month?
Yeah, I mean,
but
I feel like
do,
I can.
You got to do your interval work. You
yeah, I don't want to do it today.
Well, no, not
okay.
today, but I mean, you can't just slog around for
right.
a month and think you're going to be
no,
able to run
no.
faster.
I think I'm going to go to, well, no, because I liked how we did it the other, even though I was dying,
well, the other
when
day,
we went
when
to we... Lilburn Park. I think if I set my time wherever I am running and just speed up during those times instead of going on the track, because it's kind of...
Well,
track
the day
is,
we ran on this
yeah.
road here, that was an interval workout.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You
that
didn't
thing.
Even know it.
But it was hard as...
But you just...
I was dying. Because I knew you were running faster than you normally do.
Yeah.
And it were, I gotta, I think on Thursday, one of the things I'm gonna do is on Thursdays and Fridays, since it's light early now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working at Boggs Road on Thursdays and Fridays, I think that I'm gonna try to run, I know I can get at least 3 miles in.
Where?
In my neighborhood.
Oh.
If I get up and run in the morning.
Oh, you're going to do it in the morning.
Well, I'd like to because it's 100 degrees in the afternoon.
What time do you have to go to work?
Well, over there, I have to be at work at 8:30, but I don't have to leave until like 7:45
oh.
over there. So if I get up at 5:45, I can...
Do it?
I can get 34 so miles in if I get up.
Uh-huh.
So... At least one of my runs I want to try to do in the morning and get used to doing that, because it's so much, when it gets so hot in the summertime, it's easy to not do it because it's so hot. Like yesterday, well, I went to boot camp Thursday, which I hadn't been in since I was on vacation the week before,
uh-huh.
so I was sore, but I was like, I'm going to go at least walk, you know, walk and run a little.
Didn't?
Well, also, we haven't had air conditioner all week, so it really stinks when you go running or dying and you come in and there's no air conditioning. So that kind of kept me from doing it, too, because yesterday was the first day that we actually had air, so I was like... And I couldn't have picked the worst week because it's been the hottest it's been. It's been up.
That's always when air conditioner breaks down.
I know. So.
I worked out at the golf course Wednesday. I got off at 2 o'clock, and I went over and parked at the old game ranch.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't park at the old game ranch. I went out and parked where the fishing place used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Back on the lake back
yeah.
there. And ran on the trail.
Yeah.
It was like 99 degrees that day.
Yeah. That must have been Wednesday. Was
yeah.
that Wednesday? Yeah, because that was the hottest day.
I ran 3.1 miles, but I just chugged easy.
Yeah.
You know, I just because it was hot. Mm-hmm. And back in the woods, there was no breeze at all. I mean, nothing was moving.
Well, that day there was no breeze at all, period, because I went to the Gwinnett Braves game, and we had a box up in the top. But they have, it's got a sliding glass door that opens up because it has seats right out there.
Uh-huh.
And it was so hot. I mean, it was like, and there was not an ounce of air movement.
Yeah. And Wednesday, I part of the trail that I ran on, you come up by the railroad track and run down the edge of the railroad track for about half mile, maybe.
Right.
And there was a guy walking dogs the other way, and he said, we had a coyote following us down there. And he said, you might want to look out for him.
Really?
Yeah. He said he didn't attack us or chase us, but he...
kind of like...
was following them.
Yeah.
You know, so I picked up a...
stick.
Big old stick.
Did you ever see him?
No, I never saw him. The coyotes, they get in the woods there and they just hide anyway, that you can't see them. They're pretty sly.
Yeah. I used to go to boot camp. She's starting to spin class in the evening.
Oh.
I gotta figure my schedule out is one of my things.
Just start the Galloway Ultimate 10K thing on your iPod. That works great. It's good. Like the first workout is one of those race rehearsals.
Right.
But you do it like you would your normal run because it tells you when to run and walk. So
right.
you set how far you want to run and how far you want to walk. I mean, time wise.
Right. Right.
And he comes on and tells you it's time to walk or time to run, but like you warm up for a mile.
Right.
Well, you walk for 3 minutes on the race rehearsal one. Then you warm up for a mile, just running easy.
Yeah.
Then he says, okay, let's do 2 miles of race rehearsal. Well, you basically are just running faster, but you're still doing your walk run.
Right, right. Like,
and then when you finish the 2 miles.
And that's the first work, that's the first one.
Yeah, then he tells you to cool down and then you walk for 3 minutes and then you're done.
Right.
But what I do, since when I was using my iPod, it didn't have a GPS hooked to it. It's just based on time.
Right.
So I had my Garmin set up to
just started it.
To like walk 3 minutes, then run a mile and then run 2 miles faster, and then, you know, I just did that and put it on my Garmin so that I had the distances right.
Right. Now I don't have Fridays off anymore. That hurts. That puts a damper on my scheduling of things.
What things?
Any things.
Oh, because you always did everything on Fridays?
Yeah, so now I'm going to have to
do it on Saturdays and Sundays.
Fill it in somehow. So, that's why if I could really get, like they also have a boot camp at 5:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
God, that's just so early, but if I could do at least one of those in the morning like that, and then one run in the morning. See, I kept waiting for the time to change to have a longer day.
Well, you got a longer day.
Well, I know, and then it kind of got all messed up. So I got to use that, because see, like last night I thought, well, if I'm going to run, I'm going to run at like 8 o'clock, you know, because it's starting, the sun's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you eat, and then it's like, I don't want to run now.
Well, don't eat at 7:30. Eat it.
Yeah, but
5:30 or something.
Yeah, but I don't get home until that. I get home at 5:30, 5:45.
Well, then eat later.
I know.
Feel how my car's jumping?
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
So far I've spent $500 and nobody's fixed it. I took it to Hendrick Chevrolet. They did the computer thing and it said everything was perfect. Nothing has malfunctioned. But they changed the fuel filter and they flushed the engine, did the fuel injection stuff. And I'd taken it to Killian Hill Automotive and they flushed the transmission and it still does it. So. So I guess the next thing I'm going to do is take it to one of them and get them to check the transmission to see if the bands are... I don't know how transmission actually works. But. Well, you got to go on Daily Mile and sign up for the Worldwide Festival of Races Half Marathon. It's in October. They just started it, I think, yesterday.
What, is that when you run your own?
Yeah, yeah. It's a virtual one. I did it last year.
Yeah.
And I just used the Atlanta 13.1.
Right.
That's what I think. I can do that again this year, too.
When is that? I got to get the date of that.
October 2nd.
Okay. Because I go to training in October. It's not the 1st of October.
Hear my engine?
Well, yeah, but that was doing that last time. And
yeah, well, it wasn't running good last time.
I know. And that was after you had just taken it, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna park somewhere different today. Okay. Park behind the plantation.
Sounds like a plan.
Azalea parking area. Somebody's got my spot. Mm. That pickup truck. Mm-hmm. We got these lines painted in all which directions.
And now for something a little different. Here's Nigel.
Well, hello everybody, it's Nigel here from Staffordshire in the UK, also the host of the Running from the Reaper podcast at runningfromthereaper.com, and I'm here today to tell you that entries are now open for the 6th annual Worldwide Festival of Races event. Yeah, this is our 6th year of running this online running event, which is open to people from all over the world, of all abilities, all ages. Everybody is welcome to join in this free running event. Just in case you haven't been involved before, that's my walk break. Haven't been involved before, it's basically a free event which we do each year. People enter online using various websites, share their experiences through social media, podcasts, etc. We have three events, which is a 5K event, 10K event, and a half marathon. The 5K is called Kick the Couch 5K. The 10K is the Zen Run 10K. And the half marathon is the Worldwide Half. And you're invited to join in any or all of those on the weekend of the 8th and 9th of October 2011. And run your own local event. You can either run it on your own in your vicinity, you can maybe get together with some friends and organise your own local event, or you could actually find a run which coincides, an organised run which coincides with that particular weekend, and run that event and then record your time for the event as your entry for the Worldwide Festival of Races. Things have changed a little bit this year. We're changing the entry system slightly this year. We're actually going to use the Daily Mile training site for entering the race and for recording your times. And don't forget, this isn't about who can run the fastest, who can get the PR. It's not competitive at all. It is purely a an opportunity for us to all run together virtually. Even though we can't physically be together, we are running as a community over the same weekend. And it's purely about taking part. So whether you're a novice runner or you've been running for quite a few years, we welcome everybody of all abilities to take part and just enjoy the event. So you'll basically go along to the Daily Mile website, sign up, and you can find details of how to sign up at our website at www.for.com. So that's WWFOR, as in Worldwide Festival of Races, and find out about how to enter. And the Worldwide Festival of Races is very much about sharing your experience of the build-up as well as the actual race itself. So we want to strongly encourage you to get along to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WWFOR, and let us know that you're signed up. Let us know how your training is going. We really want to make it an interactive event this year, using as much social media as possible. You can also use Twitter. We've got a Twitter account at twitter.com/WWFOR. Apologies for the geese noises. That's the geese, not me. And of course, if you're more of a traditional web user and you don't really use too many of the social media tools, of course, we've still got our main site, which is www.for.com, where we'll post all the latest updates. And you can sign up for email updates there as well. I'd like to welcome you, or invite you as well, to maybe blog about it, tell your friends, include it in your podcasts. Any way that you can share the buzz around this event that we're hoping to create this year to get as many runners as possible taking part, any help at all will be more than welcome. So hopefully it's given you a little bit of a background on the Worldwide Festival of Races for 2011. This year it's going to be myself, Nigel, and Adam, the Zen runner, who are going to be in the driving seat as race directors. And we'd like to encourage you to get along to www.for.com and find out more information. And if you are a podcast listener, of course, we'll be heavily involving the Extra Mile podcast. So if you go to theextramilepodcast.com, we're going to, as usual, get people to submit their audio updates about their training and about the race itself, so that we can all share the experience there through audio. But of course, we'll welcome videos as well from anybody who'd like to submit them, and you can certainly post those over at our Facebook page at facebook.com/WWFOR. And we'll be setting up a YouTube channel as well for folks to post information, post videos about their training and the race itself for them. Anyhow, I've probably gone on long enough for now. Thanks very much for taking the time to listen. I really hope you're going to get involved with the Worldwide Festival of Races. It would be great to have you involved and join us for this global celebration of running on the weekend of the 8th and 9th of October in 2011. Hope your running and training is going well. I shall speak to you soon.
Well, that's the end of the show for today. I want to give some credits for the music. I got that off of Music Alley from Mevio at www.musicalley.com. The song I played after Laura's call-in was called Pismo Beach Longboard by the Brimers. I figured I might as well put in a surf song after she called in from Cocoa Beach. I spent many years in the surf at Cocoa Beach back in the 60s and early 70s. Okay, well, that's the show for today. I hope you enjoyed it, and keep on listening. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.